The heavy metallic clang woke Jim from his sleep. He had been dreaming of pirates and adventure, of ships on fire and treasure lost and found. He blinked his tired eyes and turned as the airlock systems hissed into life. A suited figure was standing on the other side of the door. Jim stared, holding his breath, wondering whether to hide. But he stood his ground. This was his ship, or rather pod, and no one was going to take it from him. The figure at the window reached up and unclamped the helmet. Pale eyes stared in at Jim. And the boy gasped in astonishment. He ran to open the door.
"Permission to come aboard, Captain?"
the elderly man said. He waited for Jim to nod before stepping inside.
"You all right, lad?"
Bob asked.
"Yes,"
Jim said. His vision of Bob was blurred.
"Yes,"
he said again, though the word caught in his throat.
"Where's everyone else then?"
Bob asked.
"Oh, Uncle Bob, I've so much to tell you," Jim said. "You used to tell me stories and now I've got stories to tell you."
He held Bob tight, struggling to reach round the bulky spacesuit.
"Reckon you have and all,"
Bob said, ruffling his adopted nephew's hair.
"Reckon you have."
"Thanks,"
Jim said. But the word was almost lost in the hug.
"What for?"
"For coming to find me. For looking after me. For doing what's best. For everything."
Bob nodded.
"Least I could do," he said. "After everything you did for me."
Unseen in the shadows behind the control console, something faded into existence. A hideous, hairy monster watched his friends embrace and wiped a tear from his eye.
"Will Jim manage?" Rose asked. "Will he make it back to Starfall?"
The TARDIS quivered and spun and swam through the space between reality and non-existence, between time and emptiness. At its heart, the Doctor fiddled with the controls and whistled a hornpipe.
"Manage?"
he asked in a pause between verses.
"Of course he'll manage. He'll be magnificent. He has no choice about that,"
he grinned.
"It's in his blood."
Doctor Who, The Resurrection Casket, by Justin Richards, was read by David Tennant. It was produced by Kate Thomas and is published by BBC Audiobooks.